well, I guess we can call them the
like the backbone that
came in and did the work, worked at the mills, and you know, I really and truly feel that's the people that made Roswell a special town to grow up in.
Yeah.
They had those values and
do you think the people now though would even be able to say like, oh, well, the have been here for a while? I mean, do people
do they know the old families, which ones they are?
You're saying the newer ones?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they have
like a sense of community and place like y'all do.
I don't think so.
Because y'all have a real strong sense of like, you know, community, what Roswell is, and what
different people did in the community and it seems like the newer people have no sense. It's like this core
group of people.
It's like
they lack this sort of local knowledge that y'all have. Like a knowledge of your history, where you come from.
It's education and interest. I mean, if you don't really have an interest in it, you wouldn't pursue it, but...
But for you growing up, it was just part of everyday life.
Yeah.
Like you knew, right? So interesting.
He was alluding to the tomato plant incident, which I hadn't heard of. But we have our historical preservation, and this might make the news. But a few of us older that have lived here forever refer to them as the hysterical, not historical, because I mean they take things a little too far,
and
so the Mater plan is
like your house has to be a certain color type stuff too. Like, because I've heard this in other towns where they say like, if your house is historic, then it needs to be a certain color and it needs to be this.
In the quote historical district, you have to go and apply for a color to paint your own property.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
I pay for it. I can do whatever I want.
I'm a member of the Masonic Lodge, and I got a call a couple Saturdays ago that there was a sign from the city of Roswell to tear down our barbecue building, which is in the historical district. And I told them, I said, it's got to be a mistake. They've got the wrong address. And like I say, the older Roswell people who knew, they were up in arms, and then we went to City Hall on Monday morning and found out the applicant was next door and he was tearing down an old barn behind the house he had bought, but he had put the wrong address down.
So
anyway, it's just, you know.
Are a lot of the fellas in the Masonic Lodge from the older families like your family?
Yes, but it's starting to change.
But there's new people too.
It has changed. Now it's probably 50-50, but. Uh-huh. But, you know.
You know what they'll do here in Roswell, I believe it. If they put every street on different kinds of flowers, trees, they'd come here from Germany. Now, that's my idea. I believe it'd pay off. I'd be a fair man running business. But every street on different colors, trees, I believe they'd ride from Germany over here and help their business. In stores or whatever they're putting up, I believe it would help them. And on the road here, they ought to sew it in Vescue, get something out of it. The taxpayers is paying the taxes on it. It ain't, it's dead expense there. It ain't bringing the thing in. Mm-hmm. And if you do that and give us the Vescue to the farmer, it ain't got nothing to grow. And you need some feed to give it to them, I would believe it would pay off. Now, I might be wrong about it, but all that is dead out there, all your land. It ain't a brand new thing in this town at all. But I believe if you beautify your streets, I believe it would come all over the world. Now, I might be wrong about it.
So the streets, they aren't as pretty as they used to be, huh? There used to be more grass and flowers and stuff?
No, we didn't have no grass. Not gonna be, there wasn't no Vescue or nothing.